To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a sunset that has set the clouds ablaze with color comes to us from the cast of photos that a friend shared from their epic 12-day journey through various cities in Florida that they took to transcend the holiday season and the gap between 2021 and 2022. I share it today because it reminds me of the cheesy line from a Kiss song, of all things, Heaven's on Fire. That song was all about sex and invites people to give in to their passions for sexual immorality, encouraging people to feel my heat and to burn with me, unwittingly pointing to the eternal consequences of unforgiven fornication. But anyway, fire is on the mind as of late because my wife's ex had a house fire that destroyed his home over the weekend. So prayers for George and the kids as they recover from this sudden and dramatic loss of their childhood home and personal possessions. You know, whenever a fire happens, the first thing people do is to seek to know the cause and the circumstances that surround it. In this case, the initial reports say it started in the kitchen near the stove. I will not comment any further because at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what I think or what the facts of the case are. The bottom line is that the house has been destroyed, and now the process of picking up the pieces and restoring and replacing that which was lost must begin. As someone who has had three fires happen that have impacted the lives of myself, my family, and friends, I know the mixed bag of feelings and experiences one can go through with these unexpected events take place. And I don't wish for anyone to have to experience it themselves. Traumatic events of loss like fires, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, and death, either sudden or not, devastate our lives, will cause us to seek restoration of what was lost, and may be the catalyst for change as we ponder the effects and seek meaning and possibly a new way of living in the wake of the disaster. When traumatic events first happen, if we are fortunate, a large outpouring of support will come in from friends, family, the church, governmental agencies, charities, and insurance companies to help us get back on our feet. To be honest, while all the help that we receive is welcomed at times like this, some of the help we receive will be more helpful than others, as some attempts at help may be well-intentioned but may miss the mark in meeting the needs of the situation. Also, we may be surprised how quickly the help, thoughts, and prayers that seem so abundant in the initial aftermath of a traumatic event evaporate in a matter of days, weeks, or months, with the possibility of leaving us feeling abandoned and maybe even feeling jaded towards those who claim to care. They say trauma can bring out the best and worst in people, and unfortunately, that can apply to both the people who have lost and the people who offer to help, as some people who suffer loss can become demanding as they embrace a victim mentality, or the depth of the care of those who offer to help proves to be pretty shallow as they fail to honor their promises or fall short in their execution or persistence in helping. The pain of loss and the failings of ourselves and our fellow man in these instances of trauma usually result in questions like, why did this happen? Or who is going to help me? Unfortunately, I've suffered through enough trials and traumas to know that the only one who can answer these questions or provide help that doesn't run out is God. And unfortunately, although God will help us in ways we won't expect at times, lying in the ashes of our suffering like Job may not be what God is calling us to do. God has given us abilities to overcome the trials of life through doing the work of reconstruction and rebuilding. When the help of others runs out, God will stand with us to see our restoration is completed. But we have to lean on Him as we pick up the pieces and seek to forge beauty from the ashes of our former lives. Like I testified yesterday about deciding to clean my room while I was surrounded by issues in my life that I didn't have any control over, we can find measures of peace and progress in doing what we can while we trust God to lead us out of the bigger messes in our lives that have an undetermined end date. The Christian disciple's path is paved with daily spiritual practices that keep us in the presence of the Lord on a continual basis, and the immense value of the wisdom of God's ways are revealed when we go through various trials in our lives where our faith is tested. Traumas can cause us to question why the wicked prosper, or why suffering happens, or why people don't care, or why people frustrate us the way they do. But when we have a relationship with the Lord through our faith in Jesus Christ and through our daily spiritual practices, we are better equipped to deal with the bad times in life because we know the one who can heal. We know the one who can comfort, and we know the one who can restore. The help we are offered from others after a loss or trauma happens usually runs out in a few weeks or months. But the help we get from God never runs out. God will never leave us or forsake us. And when we choose to follow Him, we can enjoy a measure of peace even in the wake of significant loss. So keep walking and talking with God, and share the truth of the hope that can be found when we trust in the Lord to help us. Those who have lost and are suffering need all the help they can get. But beyond our meager efforts to help, we should encourage them to develop or foster a relationship with their Heavenly Father that will be constant help and the means to receive healing and restoration. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Bible Translation. The New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is 1 Corinthians 15:57, and it says, "But thank God, He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ." Today's verse declares the truth of our victory over sin and death through our faith in Jesus Christ. As the gospel assures us, we have everlasting life because of our faith in Jesus Christ. If we should die physically before Christ returns, we have the assurance that we will live with Him in eternity. The assurance of our eternal lives should cause us to rise above the fear of death and to truly enjoy our lives here on earth. But we can also thank God for giving us the means to truly enjoy our lives here on earth, which is our victory over sin. If we choose to sin, we choose to suffer. And God gives us the power to say no to sin after we put our faith in Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit. If we know we are free from sin in our minds and in our hearts, we can live according to our new identity in Christ, rather than choosing to live according to our old sinful ways before becoming born again. We experience the peace and joy of the Spirit of God when we choose to live out the victory over sin that we received when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Many of the traumas we suffer in life can be said to be a consequences of the poor choices we make when we sin, as we did something unwise that led to disaster, or our sins dulled our senses, kept us distracted, or made us do things or fail to do things that contributed to the storm that caused loss and pain. When we live in the joy of our eternal life and choose to live out the victory we have over sin, we will thank God because we will suffer less from those negative consequences, and we will be firmly rooted in God's love that will comfort us in the trials of life that we can't avoid. Our faith in Christ gives us the victory. So let's enjoy it by following Him to know it here and now and for all eternity. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we conclude sharing from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored Experience Life with Jesus, or at least we conclude chapter 7, and today we share the conclusion to that chapter. It's a short conclusion, and we're also sharing the Bible verses that were used to express the truth of the teaching that Neil Anderson provides. So if you want a good Bible study, there's quite a few verses here that you could take and put on index cards and study and to know more about who you are in Christ and to, you know, get that word of God in you to change you. Obviously it's all about transformation, and that's what we recommend in terms of being a Christian disciple. It's just following God's will for your life and the word of God applied to your life. And we encourage that through sharing our discipleship classes on our podcast. We did 3 classes for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. If you want to take a deeper look at those, we can provide you with the printed materials if you email us at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. We also encourage a daily Bible study. So we do that basically by sharing our Bible study that we do with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti each week. Those studies are under Bible Study with the Sincottis, and you can find that in the blog and the podcast. Well, it's Tuesday, just another day in February, the 8th day. And so we just keep trucking along. Whatever comes, we need to live, and we need to keep following the Lord, because as we face uncertainties in life, the only thing that will stand is Him. And He can give us the peace to help us progress to the next thing. So let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. We pray for our friends listening today. We pray for their prayer requests, Lord. As you know, we've made requests for healing and in different situations in our that surround us. We pray for their petitions as well. Lord, we pray for you to go before us today and protect us and guide us. Anoint us with the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, to show us the things we need to know, and to give us those insights that come suddenly, like I experienced yesterday a couple times. Hey, do this. Hey, do that. Hey, those things worked, Lord. So, Lord, we just pray for that presence of your wisdom and guidance through our day today. And we ask for you to protect us and provide for us. We thank you so much for all that you do and your continual presence in our lives. And, Lord, we pray for you to bless our friends that are listening with that deep relationship with you and that care that never runs out. Lord, we pray all these things, and we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.